You mentioned before about the issue of waiting a month, 6 weeks has been suggested also. What do we know about patients who, for urgent or emergent reasons, have to have surgery, you know, while they're on bevacizumab or have recently received bevacizumab?
The issue of surgery and bevacizumab needs to be broken down into two separate categories. One are patients who have major surgery and then go on to bevacizumab. Those who've waited at least a month and who are essentially healed sufficiently to be cleared by their surgeon, there does not appear to be any increased risk of wound healing complications in that group. That is, those who are healed and then start bevacizumab. The converse setting, where patients are on bevacizumab and then go to surgery, is a bit more complicated. Now, the best data set comes from the IFL study we were part of. And if you look at that, actually, a larger number of patients went to surgery in the bevacizumab arm compared to the control arm. This study was not designed to look at this, and those numbers are non-randomized. However, they may suggest that patients either did better or patients who do better receive more aggressive treatment from their physician. That is, in the setting of a complication, their doctors were more willing to pursue surgical options. With those disclaimers and the fact that most of the surgeries were related to acute complications such as bowel obstruction, which often happen in the setting of disease progression, a few of those were also related to the perforations mentioned, although those were the minority or a small minority of the total, and elective metastatic resections were also only a minority of the total number of surgeries. So if you look at this, most of the patients going to surgery did so for an urgent or emergent indication, usually major abdominal procedures. And if you look at the rates of a wound healing complication, ranging from minor to major wound dehiscence, major bruising at the site, the wound healing complication risk goes from about 4 to 14%. Now, most of those were manageable, rarely lethal. So I would interpret that to mean that the rate does go up for emergent or urgent indications, such as drainage of an abscess or dealing with some other acute issue. That risk is acceptable, and that risk of wound healing complication should not deter good surgical or interventional management of processes that need to be dealt with that way. On the other hand, for settings where there's a highly elective surgery, I think one should respect the half-life of the drug, which is, as you know, about 21 days. What that means is one should probably wait 2 to 3 half-lives of the drug, or about 40 to 60 days, before starting elective surgery. Now, all of this in turn becomes a little bit of a risk-benefit ratio. We have not truly identified what's the best interval to wait for timing of elective metastatic resection. I would not be surprised if shorter windows of time off drug may have acceptable risks, which may be between the 4 and the 14% I just mentioned, or some other number, which would be quite acceptable if there was really a compelling reason to do surgery sooner. I think for some elective surgeries, things get a little bit more complicated. And for example, now that patients are doing better, now patients start to think about other quality of life issues. In my practice, cataract surgery is actually one of the bigger issues that now starts to come on to the table for discussion. When patients are first worried about dying of their cancer immediately, issues related to cataract surgery usually are postponed or forgotten. After they're doing well, tumor responds, often quality of life improves, and they realize that now patients with metastatic colon cancer are surviving an average of 2 years, the time for such cataract surgery becomes more of an issue. In general, because of the potential catastrophic complications of cataract surgery gone bad, I tend to suggest that that be treated conservatively and have at least 6 weeks off bevacizumab before that type of surgery. I think metastatic resections probably should also have a window of about 6 weeks for bevacizumab. If the physician thinks it's otherwise appropriate to continue chemotherapy, otherwise for 2 to 4 weeks before surgery, I think that should be done consistent with best practice by that physician and surgical team. Other elective surgeries, such as hip, knee surgery, and other things which come up, those can all be dealt with, I think, on a case-by-case basis.